You're waking up with two chicks and a mic. Mornings on 92.9 The Beat.
It's the end of another era. Did you hear that all Family Video locations are closing down?
What? No.
Yeah, this is another business affected by the pandemic. Family Video says that they're going to close all remaining locations. And yeah, that means the ones here in Springfield. Family Video going to close all their current locations by the end of February. So we don't have much longer with them. They say that it's gotten to the point where staying open is no longer an option because they don't have any new products to offer any customers.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm assuming they mean new movies because there's not a lot of those coming out. But hey, they've always got the CBD, right?
Yeah, right.
It's always so weird to me to see those Family Video signs, you know, the movie titles, new releases, and then right next to it, all these signs for, we have CBD.
Right.
I mean, I'm not renting movies, but surely someone out there is. Like, I just can't believe it's gotten to the point where even movie stores can't stay open anymore. We just lost the last remaining Blockbuster not too long ago.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it's the end of an era. And if we wanted to rent a movie, where would we do that now?
Probably Redbox, right? That's like the only thing.
This is so weird. Amber, did you guys have Family Video back in Maryland?
I'm trying to think. I don't think we did. We had Blockbusters all over the place, but I don't remember seeing any Family Videos. And you know what? You're telling me this, and I'm like, it really makes me feel sad because it's like, you know, a piece of history, our childhood going away. But also, I haven't done anything to support them, so I should be mad at myself.
Yeah, when was the last time you rented a movie? Like, go to the movie rental store, rent a movie. Can you even remember?
No.
I know. Like, I've used Redbox a couple times, and even that, I don't do very often.
Yeah.
I'll pay to stream a movie rental, but I do not even remember the last time I set foot in a movie rental place. I do remember when my little hometown in Michigan, we did get our first Family Video. It was a hopping spot. Like, you'd always run into everyone and their mom at Family Video on a Friday night. Those were just simpler times. Like you were saying, there's something about it, and I'm going to miss it, even though I haven't done it in a while, you know?
Right, yeah.
So yes, emotionally prepare yourself to say goodbye to Family Video, but also financially prepare yourself for all those closeout sales.
Two chicks and a mic.
Now that I am $600 richer, thanks to Uncle Sam, this morning, we want to talk about money. What is something you think is a total and complete waste of money, like a total ripoff? Amber, you were saying that you just convinced Cody to get a treadmill. He thought it was a waste, but you said no, you're actually going to use it, right?
Yes, I am. And you know what? Earlier, you mentioned it like a monthly check-in to see if I'm still using
it.
And that's a great idea. Let's do it so I can prove him wrong.
All right. Yeah, you say you're actually going to use it, unlike my mom who just let hers sit there.
Yeah.
I think treadmill is a great answer for waste of money, you know, just any of that fitness stuff, because most people are not going to keep with it. Like, all you Peloton people, how long are you going to keep that up, really?
They better for a long time, because those are so expensive.
They are, but I'm so sick and tired of those commercials. Oh my gosh, it's a bike.
I know.
But I think, like, the same with all that beauty stuff. Like, that's all a ripoff too, because I bought this just because I wanted it, even though I knew it would be a waste. I bought a jade roller, you know, for my face.
Oh my gosh, you did not.
Yes, because it feels good when it's extra, extra cold. But they say, like experts say, it doesn't do a darn thing to your face. And I knew that at the time, but I still bought it. I don't know why. I guess because everybody else has one. I wanted one too.
Right. Yeah, I actually saw a big display of those at Walmart yesterday.
Yeah, they are everywhere now. And I used it a couple times. It's probably just going to keep sitting in my drawer. Why did I do that? Why did I spend my money on that?
That's a good question.
Like all the serums and stuff, all the facial serums that everyone's using. Some, there are a lot of great ones out there. But there are a lot of junk, too, where it's just like, they say botanicals and say this and that. You're just putting all that crap all over your face.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
What about you, Cody? What do you think is a complete waste of money?
Oh, this is what I tell my students. I give my seniors advice every year. Some of it's, like, really deep and profound. And then I have, like, some goofy ones thrown in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the biggest waste of money. Buying side items at a chain pizza restaurant. So, like, cheesy bread, wings. Never buy wings at a chain pizza restaurant like Pizza Hut or like Domino's or something. They always like try to get you where they're like, oh, well, you know, it's only $5 for this thing. It's like, yeah, it's garbage, though. It's not any good. And it's just like, just get a cheap pizza. It's fine.
Yeah, so stay in your lane, pizza chains.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like funny because I did have one student correct me, and she was right. She goes, what about crazy bread at Little Caesars? I was like, that is the only exception.
Oh, she got you.
Here are your weekend picks on 92.9 The Beat.
All right, let's talk movies. Remember, most movie theaters in the Springfield area are closed, like the theater downtown, the Alamo Draft House. Now showing at the AMC Springfield 11 is News of the World. That's that new movie starring Tom Hanks. He's an old war general who goes from town to town, you know, sharing his stories of the world. And then he meets a young girl, and they have to travel through the wilderness looking for a new home. So, sounds like a lot of drama going on.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman. Woman 1984 is also in theaters. That's the big one. You know, Gal Gadot returns as Wonder Woman, and Kristen Wiig, she's playing Cheetah, the villain.
Ooh.
This is a role like you've never seen her before. I don't keep up with all the comic book action hero whatever, but I want to see Kristen Wiig in this role. So
yeah.
Check it out. When it comes to streaming, you know, new year, new Netflix. You can catch old favorites like Can't Hardly Wait or Mystic Pizza. Those are both on Netflix. Nicolas Cage's History of Swear Words is available too.
Oh, I want to see that.
Me too. I think there are about 6 episodes of that. And then Hulu just dropped the entire Austin Powers movies. And Peacock, which is NBC's new streaming platform, they just added the entire 50 Shades franchise.
Ooh.
Just saying. I have yet to check out Peacock, but now I got a reason to.
Yeah, there you go. As far as things to do this weekend, all weekend long, it's the Springfield Boat and Travel Show at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. There's like 80,000 square feet of exhibitors, so anything you're looking for, they're going to have it there, and they're going to have special pricing and financing this weekend only. So go check it out and get ready to travel in 2021, because what else is there to do? Also, hockey is back. The MSU Ice Bears are doing the home opener tonight against the Iowa Cyclones at Jordan Valley Ice Park. Tickets go on sale at 5:30 today. The rink doors will open at 6, and seating is very limited, so make sure you get there pretty early. Also, tis the season for wedding expos. On Sunday, it's the Metropolitan Wedding Expo at the Expo Center downtown. This is the largest wedding expo in Southwest Missouri. Tons of vendors. Everything you need for your wedding is going to be there. Admission $10 at the door or $7 in advance. Pre-register at metropolitanweddings.com.
Everybody got engaged over the holidays.
Yep.
So time for those wedding shows. If you missed any of your weekend picks, you can find them over on our app, 92.9 The Beat.